Our story today is called Who's Your Daddy? By Dr. Fred Craddock. A number of years ago, a seminary professor was vacationing with his wife in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, where they were eating breakfast at a little restaurant, hoping to enjoy a quiet family meal. While they were waiting for their food, they noticed a distinguished-looking white-haired man moving from table to table, visiting with the guests. The professor leaned over and whispered to his wife, "I hope he doesn't come over here." But sure enough, the man did come over to their table. "Where are you folks from?" the man asked in a friendly voice. "Oklahoma," they answered. "Well, great to have you here in Tennessee," the stranger said. "What do you do for a living?" "I teach at a seminary," he replied. "Oh, you teach preachers how to preach. Well, I've got a really great story for you." And with that, the gentleman pulled up a chair and sat down at the table with the couple. "See that mountain over there?" as he pointed out the restaurant window. "Not far from the base of that mountain, there was a boy born to an unwed mother. He had a hard time growing up because every place he went, he was always asked the same question. Hey, boy, who's your daddy?" Whether he was at school, in the grocery store, or drugstore, people would ask the same question, "Who's your daddy?" He'd hide at recess and lunchtime from other students. He'd avoid going into stores because that question hurt so bad. When he was about 12, a new preacher came to his church. He'd always go in late and slip out early to avoid hearing that question, "Who's your daddy?" But one day, the new preacher said the benediction so fast he got caught and had to walk out with the crowd. Just about the time he got to the back door, the new preacher, not knowing anything about him, put his hand on his shoulder and asked him, "Son, who's your daddy?" The whole church got deathly quiet. He could feel every eye in the church looking at him. By now, everyone knew the answer to that question, "Who's your daddy?" The new preacher, though, sensed the situation around him and, using discernment that only the Holy Spirit could give, said the following to that scared little boy. "Wait a minute," he said. "I know who you are. I see the family resemblance now. You're a child of God." And with that, he patted the boy on his shoulder and said, "Boy, you've got a great inheritance. Go and claim it." With that, the boy smiled for the first time in a long time and walked out the door a changed person. He was never the same again. Whenever anyone asked him, "Who's your daddy?" he'd just tell him, "I'm a child of God." The distinguished gentleman got up from the table and said, "Isn't that a great story?" The professor responded, "It really was a great story." As the man turned to leave, he said, "You know, if that new preacher hadn't told me I was one of God's children, I probably never would have amounted to anything." And he walked away. The seminary professor and his wife were stunned. He called the waitress over and asked her, "You know who that man was who just left that was sitting at our table?" The waitress grinned and said, "Of course, everybody here knows him. That's Ben Hooper. He's the former governor of Tennessee." Ephesians 1:5. "He predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the relevant radio network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.